Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me, as always, is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Happy Sunday to you. Let me be the first, at least officially on the air, to welcome you back. We're so glad to have you back. Sean and I had a great time, but it's always good to have family back, so it just doesn't feel the same without you here. Welcome home.
Well, thank you very much, and it's going to be, you know, the holiday season is upon us, as we know, my friend, and, you know, the number one thing everyone's talking about is FLU, the flu. What are you seeing as far as your office and all your patients with the flu?
You know, we're in some of those areas. Tennessee and Georgia are in some of the hardest hit right now. So we're seeing multiple flu cases a day, some poor people with both flu as well as strep. And there's a lot of flu-like illness going around. So something had hit me for a while. I can't remember if I was having that. I think it was last weekend as well. But totally well now. Sounds great. Just back to just normal seasonal stuff for myself. But yeah, flu has been rampant. There is a new flu medication. You know, last week I encouraged everybody to get their flu vaccines. We talked about that a lot. I feel very strongly about getting those. Of course, as a medical provider, we're required to. If you don't, you have to wear a mask. But there is a brand new, well, relatively new, flu medication called Xofluza. I think it's X-O-F-L-U-Z-A, something like that. But it's a one-time dose. So the old treatment was, the people used the most, I think, was Tamiflu, which is something like Astelmivir in the generic, something like that. And it's either twice a day for 5 days or once a day for 10 days. The 10-day is preventative if you're, say, your spouse has flu, and the 5-day is for treatment if you have influenza. But for a one-day course of Xofluza, that's actually, I've gotten to use it a few times so far. It seems to be working pretty well, but you have to get to your medical provider really, really early, like within 48 hours of symptoms. So my advice to any of the listeners, if you think you have flu, yeah, go on in and see one of your medical providers. CHI has a lot of walk-in clinics. Of course, we're not so much a walk-in clinic, even though we take them. We do primarily scheduled appointments, but we also do have more acute care spots all around town. You can Google those if you need one. And of course, let me remind the listeners, as I'm thinking about flu, we're still planning on this new hospital in North Georgia to replace CHI Memorial Georgia, the old Hutchison building people would remember. And right now, groundbreaking is set for, I believe, July. That's the plan. And plans can change, I know, but the plans are July of 2020 to go ahead and break ground on a new 60-bed hospital, starting out with a four-room operating room set and about a 20-bed ER and room to grow from there. So we'll have a lot more room to treat all of the residents of North Georgia. So CHI Memorial, thank you so much for what you're doing. Ed, let me also take this opportunity. You voted for me for best of the best North Georgia. You know, so I'd love anybody to vote for me that is willing to do so. Working hard and loving all my life in North Georgia. And of course, we go a little bit into Tennessee too, but this is bestofnga.com. So I would love all the help that we can get on that. Ed, I think you voted for me, right?
I don't live in Georgia, my friend, but I have.
Ah, darn it. You can recruit some friends. Yeah.
I have definitely recruited. I've posted you on our Facebook and our Instagram and other things on multiple occasions. And it's not just because I am your friend, it's because I truly value the quality of care that you are giving patients. In fact, as people know, in the Nutrition World, I have sent many patients to you when they ask, who is just a really caring, smart, on top of their game physician? I just need a general practitioner. And of course, the word Green comes out of my mouth if they're, you know, can sign on and their insurance and all that works. But, you know, we've had a good long run. You and I have for what, almost When will
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years we've been doing this radio show, and it's just been a wonderful partnership, you know, blending my crazy kind of holistic nutritional kind of world that I've lived in for my entire life. And then, of course, you've got what a great family history of medical care and physicians. And you're one of the people that I respect because you're open-minded, you're willing to listen, you know you don't know everything, and but yet you're, you know, you're smart about it and you're shrewd, but you embrace the smart stuff, which is reasonable, and thank you for
you
that.
You know, people want that. People want a blending of the traditional and non-traditional nowadays. So I would say a lot of people have been in the office, and even though we're talking about some of the routine prevention that people know, such as hand washing, maybe wearing masks, things like that, because again, so much is going around. I don't know if you know about RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, it's going around as well. Mostly hits kids, is what one of the most common viruses that will give a pediatric patient bronchiolitis, and they end up in the hospital a lot. So that's another thing to watch for this time of year. And really, it's hard to prevent that other than barrier methods, again, like wearing a mask. But you know, we talk in the office about, you know, some of the just general health techniques, you know, good sleep and exercise. I'm preaching multivitamins and vitamin D. I often recommend vitamin C. Talked about host defense mushrooms, ashwagandha, all sorts of different things that people can do. But, you know, the simple things really still work, you know, like the mask. I mean, if somebody's going to go around somebody that's sick, wear a mask if you're worried about that. Try not to go around them unless you don't have a choice. And, you know, we take care of our family members. But other than that, you have a choice. If somebody's coughing and sneezing, you know, give yourself a little distance. Protect yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, when I was under the weather a bit, I tried to protect people from myself. I mean, that's what you do. So, yeah, I mean, flu was a great thing to bring up first, Ed, and we'd really rather people prevent that than have to come to our offices. We really would.
Well, good information. And I did read this morning that at one hospital that last year at this exact same time had seen 9 patients, and at this point they've seen 1,400 this year. So we can tell that it's definitely a different 2019, different than 2018. I know in 2017, I think it was, a lot of schools closed here in Chattanooga. And I did a Facebook post on a product that we offer called ACF. And it's made by a company called Buried Treasure. And it combines all of the herbal and mushroom and nutrient research in one liquid version to help massively boost the immune system if you are under the weather. And we sold out within about 6 hours because I had just did a personal video of about a minute and a half speaking to my own experience with ACF. And it's the worst tasting substance that probably Nutritional World sells. But
is it a liquid?
It's a liquid. And you have to do it every 4 to 6 hours. But what it does is within about 12 hours, your natural killer cells, which are part of the immune system arsenal, will be tripled. Well, those are the guys that's going to go in and fight the virus. And if a person's willing to endure the bad taste, you would have to take about 14 pills to equal a dose of 2 tablespoons. So this is so much easier. And they do make a children's version of that. Now, I have learned through my 41-year history of herbal and holistic medicine is we only have a window of opportunity of about 36 hours to utilize anything in the natural world to help offset and boost the immune system. Once you've got 2 to 3 days behind you, it's going to run its course almost regardless of what you do. And so I encourage people to buy ACF and have it on hand in their toolbox. It lasts 2.5 years unopened, so it would be something valuable to have. So that, and also, I was on a trip a couple weeks ago, and I think if people were listening, they would remember I was not here for that one time. And I was talking to a couple people, and they were talking about all these Orientals and Japanese people who you often see wearing masks when they're traveling. And I have seen it for years. Well, you know, I always assumed they were doing it to protect themselves. But this person said, and they were very knowledgeable, said that they actually are not doing it to protect themselves. It's because they are sick and they're protecting other people. Wow, I thought that is such good respect for another other humans, because, you know, if I was sickly and I had a mask, I'm sure I would decrease significantly the risk of you getting it if I am wearing a mask. Wouldn't that be true?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think we now I can't remember when we talked about it, but one of my Asian patients had taught me, we were talking about people wearing masks in the airport. And I just talked about the difference in his culture and mine. And he said, well, you understand why we wear masks, right? And, you know, I ignorantly, this was, I think, last year, I said, well, I assume you don't want to catch an infection that I have. He goes, no, just the opposite. We're trying to protect you from us. I said, really? He said, yeah, that's part of my culture. He said, we want to make sure you don't get sick because of something we're carrying, even if we don't know we're sick. So we put on a mask to protect you. And I thought, wow, I feel kind of bad for assuming it was the other. The other didn't offend me too badly, but actually now when I see people doing that, I think how thoughtful that is.
Yes, and it's, and it's interesting that I also had someone tell me that 2 weeks ago. And what a good advice for the holidays. If you are sickly and you still want to be with your friends, you know, put on a mask. Well, guess what? It's already time for us to take a break, Dr. Green. When we come back, we're going to be discussing a very interesting topic, colonic therapy, with a very experienced person, Denise Hawkins. So stay with us. We got more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us. Thank you.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a most interesting guest today, and I will use the word colonic before I introduce her. And many people don't know what a colonic is, and some do. Being in the world of holistic nutrition my entire life, I did get colonics starting when I was about 22 years old, and I'm almost 63 now. And so it is a way to detox the colon through a certain method and technique using a very highly trained person. This isn't something you do on your own in your house, but I want to introduce Denise Hawkins from Chattanooga Colonics. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Denise.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Ed.
Thank you. And, you know, I met you years ago, and you are in the business of doing colonics. And I know that when we talk to people, or I talk to people who are like really seriously into detoxing and realize the effects that are apparent when we have a colon that is not doing its job, which is the job of taking poisons within our system, within our environment, within our foods, that's supposed to be able to be, you know, removed and excreted, and yet it's not. And a life or years of that is going to create damage. It's going to create a backlog of toxicity that is harming this country. I mean, we have one of the highest rates of colon cancer. We have, you know, every kind of colon issue there is. And the people who go to a person like yourself and come back and report to me, it can be dramatic, the change that can happen. So give people who have absolutely no idea, Denise, what is colonics and how does it work?
Okay. Well, you're right. We live in a really toxic world. So what we do, the machine is FDA approved. It has 6 charcoal filters on it. So what's going through your body is just really highly filtered water. So it's really safe. And what happens is we fill the colon with highly filtered water, and it helps to get these toxins out. We get toxins from all over. A lot of people don't realize that the majority of your immune system lies in your gut. They don't realize that 90% of the serotonin that's produced in the body is produced in the gut, and that all the organs are dumping into the colon their toxins. So your liver, your gallbladder, your kidneys, your lymphatic system, they're all dumping their toxins into the colon. And so the colon, if you don't start detoxing with it, it's hard to detox the other organs.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, and again, without getting too graphic here, it is like an enema, but it's done in a far different way, because you've got a lot more volume of water. You've got more time. You've got more procedures that you go through. It is. And we'll talk about this, the issue of sanitation, the issue of being sterile. is, of course, absolutely important. And I know I've visited your clinic and was amazingly impressed with the professionalism and, of course, the way that it's kept. Is I would have absolutely no issue at all with getting colonics there. And the thing is, a colonic is not about getting rid of what you ate yesterday, is it? It's about more of the long-term toxins that are building up.
That's correct. Yeah. Just over the years, it's just you get so much sludge in there, so much toxins, and it's just very difficult for people who have maybe even a little bit of constipation now and then. That means you're really holding on to a lot more toxins than you think. You have 5 feet of colon, and it can swell to 13 inches, so you can really just pack stuff in there and not really even realize how much stuff is in the colon. So this is a very gentle way. Everybody gets a brand new speculum. It's disposable, so it's very clean. I have what's called a closed system. There's also an open system, but mine is a closed, so it's very neat. You're not going to smell it. You're not going to see it. It's very enclosed and goes right into the plumbing, so it's very clean and sanitary.
Wow. You know, Dr. Green and I talk all the time, and we prod each other like we're going to do cryogenics sometime. We're going to, we're going to maybe do the float tank sometime. I don't know if he's going to be game for this one. What's your thoughts on that, Dr. Green?
Yeah, I'm not, although I agree with everything that's been said, I'm not, I may not rush down to do my colonics. I must admit, so I'd say I'm a little more friendly to the float tank idea and the cryotherapy. So I might go for those first. No offense, Denise.
That's okay. None taken.
I may do that first. We did do acupuncture on the air, Ed. So you remember that. We have done at least that. So we're going to have to do a live show from a cryo.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Like that.
And I'm perfectly, I'm kind of half joking with you because I know that this isn't the average person's to-do list that they're going to check off. But there are people who can benefit from this. And one of the things that I learned long years ago, that some people, when they go do a colonoscopy, they really are disrupted with the chemicals that they have to take to clean their colon out before. And I know of two GI docs in town who have given full thumbs up to these people to do a colonic before they come do the colonoscopy, because it accomplishes
that
the same thing.
That crossed my mind.
And is that true, Denise? You have people who do that?
I do a lot, yes. Yeah, they don't want to take that harsh go-lately stuff, so they come in and get a couple of colonics, and it really helps.
Well, Denise, here's my question then. So let's just say I'm a gastroenterologist, and you're going to explain to me how that's going to maybe replace or supplement the normal go lightly and that awful stuff people hate drinking. How would that work?
So the enema can only reach like the last 6 inches of your colon, but a colonic, if you do them, let's say 3 or 4 before you have a colonoscopy, can really reach a couple feet at every session. So I'm also doing a lot of massage to get that stuff really moving. So it's just an unbelievable amount of stuff that comes out. People really don't realize, and it's very gentle. It's just water and massage, and that's really helping all that stuff to get out. And people aren't having to spend all day in the bathroom. It's speeds that process up dramatically. So, they don't have to maybe take that time off work or do it uncomfortably with the go lightly.
Well, that's and that's a great option for people who really are uncomfortable with the other cleansing before a colonic. But and I remember well when I was doing colonics that my belly was flatter than it ever had been afterwards, and that was kind of like, wonder why it's not always that flat. Well, maybe I'm not always getting everything out every time. And I have to say, Denise, I'm not a person who thinks we have to have colonics to live a healthy life, but I do believe it's a wonderful therapy for people who, have built up a lot of toxins, who have issues, who have a slow colon, a weak colon, who truly believe in this connection between toxins and disease, toxins and your physical appearance, toxins in so many other areas, that this is a pretty easy way to lower that level of toxins without really having to do anything. Is it, how long does it take a normal colonic session these days?
An hour. Yeah.
An hour.
So,
okay.
And it also helps really a lot with inflammation. People, you know, inflammation is kind of the precursor to most disease, and inflammation kind of starts in the gut. And so a lot of people have that bloating and inflammation, and they're not eating correctly. And so we talk about diet and things, but it really helps to get that inflammation down. It helps to get the gas out, and people really just don't realize how much inflammation that they have in the gut.
Yes. And
I have a medical question to throw in, Ed, and this is really for Denise. So I'm curious, how often do you address things like either irritable bowel or different inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, things like that? Do you do colonics on people suffering from those illnesses?
So I do, but not in a flare. So, you know, they have an information sheet that they fill out. We go over their medications and, you know, when was their last flare, if they have Crohn's or a lot of times IBS is because people have IBS with chronic constipation, and that's the majority of the people I see. So, you know, we talk a lot about the foods that will lower their inflammation and with Crohn's too, you know, just the foods that will help that, supplements that will help also. Everything's very holistic. I don't ever, you know, prescribe, of course I don't prescribe anything, but I don't ever say anything about medication or tell them not to take their medication. That is just not what I do. I do not diagnose. I'm just here to help relieve the constipation or the issues that they're having with their bowels.
Yeah,
I was just thinking, I have a lot of patients with those illnesses, so that may be something they want to at least explore.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, for the right patient, I think they would. Again, I would probably categorize they would be 10% of people, but that's still a lot. And I think in other parts of the country, like I would say California and other places, it is so common. I mean, it's just everyone knows about colonics in those parts, don't they, Denise?
They do, yeah. I get a lot of people from that from those areas, Colorado, California, New York. It's very prevalent in those areas.
Yes, and here is, you know, there's it's always been one or two people doing colonics, but it never has been super popular. And in fact, Jane Andrews, which you know, I think pretty well, she started doing colonics, I would say in the 70s.
Right, that's what I hear. Mm-hmm.
And
she's
down
great
at
lady.
Rock Spring, Georgia, and that's where I went. I went to her house and had many different sessions of colonics early on. Because I am a experimenter. I want to make sure if I'm in the world of nutrition and holistic health that I have dabbled at least or fully experimented with every single thing. That's how you become experienced. And many things along my path, I have experimented and said, no, I don't think this is a valid, wise choice for people. But colonics can fit a need in certain individuals that are immense. And I do remember feeling very tired for about an hour after each colonic. Is that normal?
That's very normal. Yeah, the body is detoxing, so you could possibly get a headache. You could possibly get some body aches, feel tired. But generally, that just lasts the day. You sleep better that night, and then you get this boost of energy and the serotonin, so you get happy, and you get this boost of energy that happens the next day. So that's generally what I hear from people.
That's exactly what I experienced, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, the first times it's kind of really odd, but again, very professional. After one time, it's like a nothing. And I was certainly, if I do a colonoscopy, would be doing that instead of using the chemical mixture that I don't prefer for myself, and many people don't. Tell everyone, Denise, how could they get in contact with you here locally?
All right. Well, my telephone number is 423-314-5994. I have a website also that is just ChattanoogaColonics.com. There's a lot of questions and answers on that website, so you can just kind of check that out. And if you have some questions and you don't want to call yet, just kind of tells you the procedure and how it goes and answers a lot of questions for you. And then my address to my office is 6466 East Brainerd Road, Suite 1.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. And we do and will keep your business cards at Nutrition World, because often people can't write this stuff down and there may be listing in the car. And so feel free to run by Nutrition World on Lee Highway, and we will have your cards there for more information. And if I'm there, I'm certainly happy always to answer questions, at least as much as I know. Again, I've been to your location. I have had colonics, so I feel like I'm, you know, in a place where I can answer some of those questions. And so thank you for joining us today, Denise.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Dr. Green.
Thank you.
It's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health. We're going to be talking about perhaps some grief counseling during the holidays. And I look forward to that. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, you know, I don't know about you, Dr. Green. I probably could guess, because we're all humans and we've all had moments of trauma and scarring and this and that through our life, especially when you've lived 50 plus years. But holidays have traditionally been a very tough time for me, and I can't really put my finger on exactly why that is, and I don't think I ever probably will be able to, because it's not one thing. But there's a lot of joy, and there's also a lot of sadness that comes with the holidays for many of us. And I know you probably hear that from your patients. You know, people do share a lot at Nutrition World. We're certainly more than a store, and we tend to counsel and coach people a lot. And it's a tough time, isn't it, for a lot of us?
You know, it is, and we do a lot of counseling and treatment during this time of the year. And just like you, you know, personally, the word that came to mind when you were talking was bittersweet. You know, it's I like that word. Mm-hmm. I don't like the word melancholy, because there's both bitterness and sweetness. And I would say for me, you know, by far the good memories and the joy far outweigh the bad, but it's a mixture of emotions. You're right. You know, where is it coming from? I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, the loss of people that you loved and you can't get to them because they're dead, or, you know, if it's just a separation, you know, someone is so far away, you can't talk to them or see them, and you know, whatever it is, it usually revolves, I think, around a person, you know, but it's a bittersweet time. And I still love the season, love Christmas. Yes, universally, I mean, I can't think how many people in the last 2 weeks have mentioned something like that. And many of them came into the office specifically for that reason. Mm-hmm. And just because this time of the year is so hard, and they're much better the rest of the year, you know, get them through this to spring and they start getting better. A lot of times without any therapy, but, you know, both winter time, that's classically a worse time for people. You know, the angle of the sun is different. Your daylight time is different. It's getting dark so much earlier, and people, just because of that, even if everything's fine, people tend to be more melancholy during the winter months. It's a sad truth.
It is, and part of it, and you mentioned it, is and I recommend the SAD lights, the lights that tend to, you know, mimic more of the bright sunshines that we have during 6 months of the year, or seven. And during this moment of December is the least amount. And believe it or not, we're so connected to the rhythm and the frequencies of this universe and earth, that when we get disconnected or lessened on some of that, it has a rippling effect on multiple levels. One of those is the emotions. And I use the bright light. In fact, I used it the past every day in my office. I will turn it on for 30 to 40 minutes. You do have to expose yourself to it for 30 to 50 minutes. And it is very bright, so it's not like super easy, but it's not that difficult. They're not that expensive. You can order them off Amazon for about $45. Anyone, I don't care, even if you're not feeling it, I recommend these lights starting about November if you have a sit-down job where you can actually do that. Secondly, I have found that there's two nutritional items that I totally have faith in, one of which is 5-HTP. It is a natural amino acid that turns into serotonin. That is why people prescribe antidepressants most of the time, is to raise serotonin. It's kind of the feel-good neurotransmitter. Well, 5-HTP does it naturally. I started taking mine, which I don't normally take, but I started about a week ago. I do one pill at night or one pill in the morning of about 50 to 100 milligrams. And then lastly is an herb called ashwagandha. It is clinically studied to be so effective for maintaining stamina emotionally, physically. And we do have an online store now at Nutrition World at nutritionw.com. You can order any of this and get next day delivery. And of course, I know you'll agree with this, Dr. Green, exercise. Huge.
I was about to say that. I mean, there was a study years ago that showed that 1 hour of exercise every day didn't really matter what you did, but it had to be, you know, significant. You can't just, you know, walk lightly. It had to be, you know, exertion was the equivalent of about 40 milligrams of Prozac. I mean, it's raising your serotonin levels, and it is immensely helpful. I was thinking about that the whole time we were talking. And, you know, exercise works for me, and, you know, it's hard to describe it, kind of boost. You know, sometimes I do get a runner's high, but I, you know, just when you're so tired at the end of a day, I love to exercise in the evening. A lot of people, you know, really hate that. For me, that works, because really when my body, my mind are telling me I can't, to push through that and do it anyway, I end up feeling energized. Both, you know, it's a mind, body, spirit thing. I feel fantastic when I'm done. So, you know, since I know what it's going to do for me, I can push through the pain and the fatigue and do it most times. And I mean, I hope a lot of the listeners who aren't doing that will at least start. You don't have to start at an hour a day. I mean, if you just do something, just do some walking, whatever you like to do, it's beneficial, and it's a start. And, you know, everything, you know, every big thing starts with a small step. You know, to take a trip, you have to step out of your door first. So, you know, take that first step and do it. It's something anybody can do, and frankly, that's free. You don't even have to join a gym.
Exactly. And the fact that if we follow our feelings, some things it's very important to follow feelings, but in other ones, like I don't feel like exercising, that's where you ignore that message that's created internally, because it just it's coming from places that are not conducive to your betterment of life. Now, I did see a really neat little concise little survival guide for the holidays. And, you know, I've actually somehow intuitively embraced these over my life. Number one is let yourself say no. You don't always have to please everybody by saying yes, because you pay the price for that. So feel free to let yourself say appropriately the no word. And a lot of us have lost that ability to pick up on that word. Secondly, it's
okay. Let me ask you this. So for the listeners and for me as well. So saying no, like I am invited to so many things over the holidays. Sometimes I do my schedule and my life just says, no, I can't do that much. That's one thing too many. Is that what you're talking about? Or is it saying no to alcohol? Which no is it?
No, it's the no to the request of being overburdened with too many invitations and, you know, gracefully saying no. And so we have to manage, I think, our personal schedule as well as we do our professional schedule equally as well, or we pay the price. And then secondly, it's okay to leave early. You know, I love the there was a movie that they used the magic, the word mistletoe, and to the boyfriend and girlfriend. So they knew that it was time to go when they said the word mistletoe.
That's four Christmases, Ed.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
What a movie.
I know. That's so funny. You know, and you can also do this gracefully. I was thinking Dr. Russell, if you're listening to this, I'm talking about you. He had the amazing ability to go to many events per night at Christmas, but he would show up, work the room, be gone in 5 or 10 minutes. And he just did that a lot of places, showed his face. That's another option.
Really?
So he said yes to many, but he would leave quickly. But he also had an amazingly outgoing, jovial, bubbly personality. And so you felt like he had been there for an hour because he talked to everybody in 10 minutes. So, but, you know, some people have that gift. That's another option.
I like that idea. That is another option. Exactly. But you have to go into it with the game plan of I'm only staying 15 to 20 minutes because I have to go this another place.
And nothing's wrong with that.
Nothing is wrong with that. And the next one is you are allowed to change your mind. So, you know, we're not locked in like we are with a job. This is a personal endeavor. It's a holidays. And yes, family is really tough. That's why they call it a nuclear family sometimes. It's a tough place. And then next, surround yourself with supportive people. So we can't always do that, especially with the social settings and invitations. But, you know, pick and choose carefully the people you really commune with that could be more supportive. And then lastly, it is okay to be sad, and it's also okay to be happy. We're going to have a life of mixture of both of these. And to try to push one away, which is sadness, and only grasp for happiness, is going to do many multiple negative things to us. It's going to take our energy away from always racing away from something instead of embracing it. And I just feel like to be able to hold both, one of one of in each hand is the way to fully embrace life with a better future and attitude. Because if not, we're going to be running, because life will always be made up of the mixture of difficulties and pleasure.
You know, and Ed, I think men have the largest, at least in my experience, trouble admitting that to be sad is okay. And it's normal, too. It's part of the human condition, really. You know, because I have more men in my office who don't want to talk about, you know, their depression, their sadness, their grief. I have to remind them they're just human. And this is something that you, I, everybody else out there also suffers with. Men just have a lot more trouble talking about it and accepting that fact. But if you don't do that, you can't deal with it and process it and move on. And you have to learn how to do that process and then enjoy the joy. You're not going to be bubbly and joyful all the time. If you are, you're probably manic. I mean, it's not normal in life to be that way 100% of the time.
No, it's not. I actually have learned to be somewhat skeptical of people who always have that face of all 100% joy and full of themselves constantly. Because you're right. There's nothing wrong with moments of sadness. It just is what we're made of. It's what the universe kind of has thrown with us and at us. And you're right. Men are horrendously terrible. I'm actually a very emotional man and probably somewhat too much, but that wasn't me before. I've actually worked toward being open, and it's painful sometimes because, you know, it's easier sometimes just to turn away and walk away and think of something else, but that's not where healing takes place. And I feel like I've done better for myself by being more open, more intuitive, looking inward, facing the tears. And actually, I watched a movie coming back from Los Angeles. It was called Art of Racing in the Rain. I literally cried my eyeballs out on that plane, and the stewardess were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I've just seen this the most touching movie of my life." And you know, I felt like a female because I was over bawling my eyes out. It was a wonderfully touching and sweet movie about everything that could be touching, which is a dog, a golden retriever, a kid, a wonderful marriage, a person with a brain tumor. I mean, everything thrown in the mix. But what a wonderfully wonderful ending and great acting all the way through. So,
and I'm glad you're that way. And I think you know, I'd rather be that person. I'm a feeler as well. It's one of the things I love about you. You're just a real person, and you do have, you know, good feelings. You know, you are an emotional person. Well, so am I. But had you rather go through life being calloused and hard and never feeling anything? No, I mean, I don't want to go through life being the tin man with no heart. You know, it's a balance, but you know, that's been a discussion in literature for gosh, millennia. And we are going to have, I think, a better life being people that are emotional creatures. We're designed, God designed us to be that way. He's the one that made the emotions in the first place.
Exactly. I love that analogy to Tin Man. I was going to talk about a couple of things, but you know what? We're, as always, the time flies by. I did want to talk about psilocybin mushrooms next time. And this 100-year-old man who was a physician who was still doing bypass operations at 96 years old with
totally
steady hand, and from Loma Linda. And he talked about how did he get to live so long in such a healthy manner. I want to keep that for next week. So
next week it is.
That's a pretty cool thing to look forward to. So it's time. It's already, 14 more minutes have gone. Can you believe that?
So, I cannot.
It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to this segment with Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com. Also, you can download their free app, for Android or iPhone. Now, today's spiritual moment is going to be looking at Matthew, really who he was, his character, or how people saw him. Well, in Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, it says that as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Now, these verses show Matthew's personal testimony, his time when Jesus called him. Other people did not consider Matthew worthy, given his occupation and the way they saw him as a tax collector. They saw him as a bad person, someone with whom they should not associate. Jesus saw someone and something else. He saw a man worthy of his attention, a man with a heart to follow him. Jesus saw a man with integrity, a man with potential. Now, Matthew did have some big problems in his life, but Jesus saw right past those and into the heart of that man. Well, we all are a lot like Matthew, having big problems in our lives as well. We all have messy, messed up lives. We can hide those problems and look presentable outwardly, but God sees us, all of our motivations, all of our hidden issues, all of our problems, but he is the ultimate doctor who wants to heal us, both spiritually as well as physically. Well, this Christmas season, we need to remember that God sees the incredible value in each and every one of us. And Jesus gave his own life that we, like Matthew, could be given real life, his life. Each of us is of immeasurable value to God, and we need to see each other and ourselves in light of that truth. Now, let me close with the words of Jesus from John chapter 13, verse 34. "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And as we all have, know and talked about, this can be a difficult time for people because of the holiday season. And, you know, support like that is so, so valuable. And I know there'll be people listening right now who will feel some sense of comfort because of that. And thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
It was very interesting. I wanted to speak real quickly about my daughter, Katie, and her Facebook, private Facebook group that anyone can join called Earth Conscious Mama. She has got herself on fire about educating people about how to know products to choose that are not toxic in your home environment, in your skin, in your shampoos. And honestly, other countries have basically banned about 80% of the products that are sold here cannot be sold in many of the other countries because they have a much more logical type of regulation that actually has common sense to it, because they are not convinced of the safety of combining all of these chemicals. One of those is makeup for women, because they act as a type of xenoestrogen, and that is something that really causes disturbances in the hormonal panels of men and women. And shampoos, perfumes, all the way down the list have that. In fact, I posted on Instagram under my Holistic Navigator, which is my national podcast. I was flying back from Los Angeles last week, and I know it's just a teeny thing, but I was watching the stewardess heat bread up in this convection oven, and because they were serving lunch. Well, they heated the bread up in a plastic bag. Well, I know the bag is made up, you know, government approved, that it's okay to do that, but I can tell you that doesn't give me any sense of safety, because anytime you heat something up, you're going to concentrate the chemicals that are found in whatever method that may be. And this bag was plastic. Well, that means it has a xenoestrogen in it. Why do you think we're walking around with men with man boobs like an epidemic like never before? Men did not have man boobs in the 70s. No, unless you were obese. today we have men who weigh 140 pounds with man boobs, and I hate to be graphic about it, but the biggest reason for that is because the xenoestrogens in our environment, all the microwaves, all the plastics, all of the stuff that's made from chemicals turns into a type of hormone. And so looking at that bread, and just it just kind of gave me, I took a photo of it and you know, just kind of posted it because of it. But we need to be conscious of this stuff. And Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook, if you search that word, just sign up for her group. She is amazing for that. And I love cologne, Dr. Green. I don't know. Do you like cologne?
Yeah, I don't wear it very often, honestly.
I do. And for some reason, I think part of it is I remember my father wearing cologne throughout his entire life. And now that he's passed away, if I smell the cologne that he had, it brings back such sweet memories. And that isn't the reason I wear cologne, but I kind of like it as a legacy. And, you know, my daughter, I'm sure, smells the cologne that I'm wearing all the time. And, you know, someday I will not be here. And, you know, maybe that'll be a little remnant for her when she smells someone else with it. I know it's a little silly, but I am a silly person.
No, it's not silly. I have the same memory with my dad, the same thing.
Really?
I remember the exact type he wore.
Aw, yeah. I think that's sweet. I really do.
Well, it's always a good memory. You rarely smell it anymore, but so maybe I'll have to go pull some out. But usually, I just save it for a very special occasion. So, it's just soap.
And I'm saying that because that's something that is a xenoestrogen. In the perfect world, I should not be doing it, but I'm not going to live in a cave, and that is something I've decided I will use. But the thing is, I balance it by not using shampoos that are chemically based with sodium lauryl sulfates and all the bad stuff. And, you know, how do you learn this? It's not easy because everything packaged in every drugstore and Target and you name it, it all looks clean. The word natural is on it, so it's got to be good. Well, that's just worthless, the word natural. It means nothing. And so we have to be more of a real conscious consumer. And
well, you know, we've said you don't have to be perfect 100% of the time. You really can't be. It's really hard. So, you know, the 80-20 rule.
80-20. But you got to make the 80 work, people. And right now, when I look at people's stuff that they use every day to maintain their by the time you walk out the door in the morning, most men have used 8 different substances and most women have used 12. That's from the toothpaste all the way down the list. And so we need to clean up that act. And Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook, you can learn a lot. But the other thing is the app Think Dirty. That app, you can actually scan a barcode and it will rate the product that you're buying as a yes, a maybe, and a no. And it makes it super easy. So download the app Think Dirty. And next time you buy something at this store, scan it first. Let's see how toxic it is to your body, especially people for your children. That is where it's concentrated 3 to 4 times higher because they have small bodies. So
I like how you said minimize your exposure. So, you know, we were talking off the air about, you know, a little bit of the traveling and food I've been eating, but I made sure the day before I went, you know, I was very good and also went out, you know, running and lifting the night before. The next day, you know, maintained healthy eating, you know, all through the day, drank a lot of water. And when I went out and had a nice meal, I actually ate half of it. You know, it's strange. I tell patients that sometimes. I said, you know, technically when I eat half of my meal, I just reduce the fat and calories by one half. But I got something I really wanted, not something that was necessarily that good for me. So not a perfect choice. But you know what? You know, it was a celebratory dinner and I didn't want to, you know, eat, say, you know, some broccoli and a piece of grilled chicken. I just didn't want something like that. That's something good. So no, you don't have to be perfect all the time, but I had spent a couple of days being much more careful prior to that.
Well, and that makes, you know, that's such good common sense. First off, you ate less than you normally did. You made sure that you had been drinking water. You had stayed active. You did the 80-20 rule. And yes, it's the holidays. And, you know, some people who are health nuts, like I'm certainly classified, we can almost be too much of a freak. And everybody just turns away from these kind of ideas because it looks too difficult. It's not really and truly that difficult, especially when it comes to just changing the type of toothpaste you use and deodorant. And you just have to figure it out. So people figure it out. Well, guess what? That is doing it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and thank you for listening. We will be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and joyous day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.